Poet Hero, Emily Elizabeth Dickinson by Cassie from Heron. A hero should always do the right thing and stand up for what they believe in. I think a hero should help people and inspire other people to do the right things. I also think a hero should do things for other people and try to make a difference in the world. Emily Dickinson is my hero because she's very inspiring. She helped the world discover a new type of writing. She wrote many different poems, about 2,000 in all by the time she died. She also inspires me to write poems. Emily Dickinson was born in Amherst, Massachusetts on December 10, 1830. She grew up there with her father, Edward, and her mother, Emily Norcross Dickinson, with whom she didn't get along that well. She also lived with her sister, Lavinia, and her brother, Austin. Her father raised her to be a Christian, but she didn't attend church until she was in her 30s. Her father also tried to keep her from learning how to read, but she grew up and went to school and learned anyway. Her grandfather was the founder of Amherst Academy College, and Emily graduated from there. She also studied a year in Mount Holyoke. Emily Dickinson was very shy and different from other people. She never got married, but she did fall in love with Otis P. Lord. They never got married because they realized they were too late into their lives. Emily was in her 50s when she fell in love with him, and he was 18 years older than she. Then, a little while later, Otis P. Lord died. After that, Emily's disease, she suffered from Bright's disease, got much worse. Most of the poems she was writing were about the most important things in her life. They were love, religion, individuality, and nature. She had many ways of expressing these things, but she mostly wrote them in her poems. She even wrote a lot of them through experience. When Emily died, May 18, 1886, her sister Lavinia found about 2,000 poems Emily had written. She then showed them to the world. They were very different and new to everyone, but everyone loved them. They related to how people feel and to their lives. They inspired people in many different ways. Throughout Emily's life, people told her no one would like her writing. But when everybody read her poems, they loved them. Emily Dickinson was an inspiration to many people. She always stood up for what she believes in and did what she thought was right. She even learned to read and write when females weren't supposed to. She introduced to the world a new kind of writing and poetry. Emily wrote odd poems that were different from other people's, and she expressed her feelings differently in them. It changed the way people think about things and how they feel about them. She wrote about the important things in life, like love and individuality, and it really touched people. She inspired me to write poems, and the way she wrote them really made me think about things. She made her poems have feeling. All heroes try and make a difference, and that's what Emily Dickinson did.